Saturday, November 18th. I drove down from Camp David first thing this morning and went right to Roger's house for my meeting with him. Had prepared a pitch. We spent a lot of time in sort of general chit-chat, review of election results and the basic transition approach. Rogers is concerned because he feels the president's harsh way of going at the transition is hurting the opportunity for him to create a more friendly image generally in the country, and thinks that we should have, for instance, waited a week before the cabinet meeting asking for resignations rather than moving so hard, so fast, etc. I then got into my pitch after about a half an hour of chit-chat on how we structure the State Department, made the points the President told me to, that it was unfortunate he had the impression of being fired, the President thought he was leaving, that we have no real problems with the rest of the cabinet, they're all figured out, so you're the only problem. The President doesn't want to hurt you, but he's been through four rough years between you and Kissinger, so from now on, things have to be through the system. We need a clear understanding that if you stay on, first, we have to go ahead with the reorganization now without delay. Second, the President will make the appointments on his decision, as Kennedy did. We're doing this in all departments and must include state. Third, on the Foreign Service, promotions have got to be based first on loyalty, then on competence. We can't have another Yost situation. Everyone must now work within the system. The problems have been partly Kissinger's fault, but this must be understood and agreed. And we must have a clear understanding on the June 1st date with no further discussion, and of course no one else will know. He totally agreed to all of these. He said there is a problem of his working with the staffing system because Kissinger lies to him and there's no way to deal with him. And he's particularly concerned about how to deal with Haig's replacement because Haig has been the key to getting along. He does trust Haig, and Bill feels that his successor needs to be set up so that they do have a way to deal in there other than Henry, which is impossible. He also made the point in that connection that we must be sure that Haig goes with Henry to Saigon if he goes, because Tu doesn't trust or like Henry. He does trust Haig. Apparently, in Bill's last conversation with Al, he indicated he probably was not going to Saigon with Henry, and that concerns Bill. He argued that the Foreign Service are very much loyal to the President, especially now. They agree with his policies and his approach, and he can win them over if he'll just take a basically reasonable attitude toward them and not cut them out. Says or gives lip service to agreeing completely to the other conditions, and says he feels he can work within them, even including the staffing thing, for a few months, and that he definitely will leave prior to June 1st, maybe even by May 1st. We had some discussion about personnel. The Yost thing he defended on the basis that we had done a bad job of firing him and that that was what caused the trouble, that we wouldn't have had a problem with Yost otherwise, although he recognized he basically was in disagreement with us, and that couldn't help but be a factor no matter what. We had a few other people such as Abshire, Sisko, Newsom, and so on, and we left on a very friendly note. I called the President as soon as I got home. Meeting had lasted about 2 hours. And told him the Rogers thing was basically worked out okay. Reviewed all of the above with him. He then said he had definitely decided to shift Richardson to defense, but we'll have to sell it to the congressional committees. And got into the Colson thing, said his decision is that he must go. His concern is that he not be forced to turn his back on him at a later time. Now it can be done in the right way. He recognizes that we do need his apparatus, and we need to count on him to set it up. The President's intrigued with Brennan, or someone like that, as Transportation Secretary. He wants to let Chuck make the contact with Hall and see whether Hall and Fitzsimmons will accept it. That was at noon. At 6:15, the President called to to say that he'd figured it out, that the way to handle Colson was to announce his leaving now, but make it effective March 1st or something like that. In that period, let him move into the West Wing, but no change in title. And have him go in the scenario that he wanted to leave at the end of the year, but the president asked him to stay on to assist in the reorganization plans for 60 days. President also jumped on the question of whether Colson had done anything on getting out the record about the president's campaigning, because Connally had raised with him the problem of Congress bitching, especially Dominic and Wilson. You've got to build a backfire now. Get to Scott and Ford and cover all the things that the president did, the interminable photo sessions, tapes, films, etc. He also said he had invited Colson up for dinner on Monday night. He called me a little later and said it was important for me to talk to Colson soon and tell him the new scheme. He mentioned at noon that Kissinger was having problems with Two. He'd gotten a new cable, and apparently Two is causing trouble again. The president told him just go ahead, get the best deal he can, and then let Two paddle his own canoe. Then when the president called in the evening, he said Kissinger's now read the message, and it wasn't nearly as bad as he thought, so it was another crisis that Henry was stirring up. He got into some miscellaneous personnel items. He's having Garment come up on Monday for a meeting at 5 o'clock. He thinks it's okay for Flanagan to stay on at CEP if Schultz will okay it, and we're supposed to try to clear that. He says if Peterson takes the NATO job we're offering him, we should take another Southerner for Commerce if we don't get Dent, and he thinks Bo Calloway would be good for that. Henry incidentally called to say that he thinks Peterson will take it. He had a meeting with him today. And the president's pushing for getting some people up this week and getting a lot of meetings going. He wants to be sure he gets to Kleindienst because he wants to get him to take Wright as Deputy Attorney General with the idea of moving him up to AG. Kissinger called me this evening before his departure for Paris tomorrow to report first that Peter Lissagor has an article regarding an interview Henry did with an Italian journalist woman, some of it very bad, such as that the reason he's so popular is because Americans like cowboys and things like that. It'll appear in the Star tomorrow, and Henry was very much concerned about it. Said he thought he was just joking when he talked with her, and also that she was supposed to submit the interview for clearance before she printed it, but she didn't do it. So he's been shafted, which is not unusual. I had a concern that states pushing for the foreign minister of Vietnam to visit the president during the negotiations. Henry feels strongly this should be after, not during. He says the president agrees, but wants to be sure I avoid state end running him on it while he's gone. End of November 18th.